This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin. Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin. We're going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Daf Lamed Hayamid Beis that if someone is aser to get hana from someone else, the halacha is Melamdoi Medrash Halachos Va'agadois. You're allowed to teach a Medrash Halacha and Agada. But lo yelamdenu mikra, you're now to teach him mikra. Okay, so the Mishnah says if you're usher to give someone hana, you could teach him medrash. It seems like medrash is not a hana. You could teach halacha, you could teach agada, but you're now to teach mikra. So the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Beis asked, why can't you teach mikra? Says the Gemara, because you're being mahanahim. Well, medrash you're also mahanahim. So Shmuel said, in a place where tutors get paid for teaching Mikra and they don't get paid for teaching Medrash. So then, since they usually get paid, he can't teach you, he's saving you money, but they don't get paid for Medrash. So Gemara asks, my Paska, what kind of location are you talking about? Why do you definitively speak about a case where you get paid for Mikra and not Medrash? Says the Gemara, Kamashwan, the Chiddush is, even in a place where people pay rabbeim for teaching Torah, al hamikra shari lemishkal, you're only allowed to take money for teaching chumash. Al hamedrash le shari lemishkal, you cannot take money for teaching medrash. So you're only allowed to take money for teaching mikra and not medrash. So in other words, we're talking about a place where rabbeim get paid. The thing is, you're only allowed to get paid for teaching Mikra. A Rebbe cannot get paid for teaching Medrash and Halachais. As we're going to see, the ideal is to teach Torah for free. Why? To emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem taught Torah for free. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah for free. So the Rebbe should teach Torah for free. So even in a place where Rabbeim get paid, they should only take money for teaching Mikra and not for Medrash. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Medrash Delay. Why? And therefore, by the way, that's the reason why if you're Asur Bahana, you can't teach Mikra, because that's something you're allowed to get paid for. So you're saving the guy money by teaching him Mikra. However, you're now to teach Medrash. Why? Because Medrash, I'm sorry, but you're allowed to teach Medrash because you're not to take money for teaching Medrash. So you're not saving the guy money by teaching him Medrash. In other words, you're allowed to get paid for Mikra. You're not to get paid for Medrash. Therefore, you're now to teach the guy Mikra because it's something you could have gotten. It's something that you could have taken money for. But you could teach him Medrash because it's something that you would not be able to take money for. Says Gemara, Maishna Medrash Delay. What's the reason why you're not allowed to teach, you're not allowed to take money for Medrash, Tachsiv? The Pasuk says, Va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'isa hila lamed eschem. Hashem commanded me at that time to teach you. Va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'isa hi. Va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'isa hi lelamed eschem. Chukim u'mishpatim la'asoyischem oysam ba'aretz asher atem oivrim shama l'rishta. God commanded me at that time to teach you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzuvah to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Uchsiv re'ei limadti eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Eloikoi. See, I taught you chukim u'mishpatim like Hashem commanded me. So we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to teach Torah, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, see that I taught you Torah like Hashem commanded me. Now why is Moshe saying that I taught Torah like Hashem commanded me? Obviously Hashem commanded him. What's he adding by saying like Hashem commanded me? It means like Hashem commanded me to teach you without taking money. Ma'ani b'chinam, just like So the pasuk is saying, see that I taught you Torah for free, like God told me to teach you for free, and therefore you should also teach for free. Ma ani b'chinam, just like I, Moshe Rabbeinu says, taught Torah for free, at afatem nami b'chinam. So that means you're now to take money for Medrash. So if you now take money for Medrash, if you're Asur Bahana, you could teach Medrash because it's not, you're not saving the guy money. So Mikra Nami Bechinam, you should have to teach Mikra for free as well. So what's the answer? The answer is, really, you're now to take money not for Medrash and not for Mikra. Aye, if you're now to take money, then why are you allowed to teach the guy? Then why are you not allowed to teach the guy Mikra? You're not saving him money because you're not allowed to take money for Mikra either. Says Gemara, Rav Amar Schar Shimur, even though you're not allowed to take money for Mikra, but the Talmidim that usually you teach Mikra are little kids. And they need to be watched. They need babysitting. So you're taking money for your babysitting. You're not taking money for teaching Torah. So therefore, the reason why in the Mishnah, meaning really, really you're not allowed to teach Mikra for payment. But you are allowed to take money for babysitting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Schar Pisuk Ta'amim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not to take money, it's not for the babysitting, it's for the separating and the trap. Even though that's also l'chaira, Torah, but that's something that you're allowed to take money for. Let us see the Ran. Says the Holy Ran, Amar Shmuel, b'makam shenoit l'nschar al mikvei noit l'nschar al medrash lo shari lei l'mishkal. Nira be'inai da'achi perushay. Midina mutar litol schar al mikra v'lay al medrash k'dem farsh v'azal. The truth is, the Gemara is saying that you're allowed to take money for chumash and not for medrash. However, Yesh mekoymer shemachmirim al atzmam shaloi litol schar afilu al hamikra. There are some places that they're machmer. At this point in the Gemara is saying that you're allowed to take money for mikra, not mishnah. But some places are machmer, not to take schar even on mikra. Why? Kedei shaloi yavoi litol min hamedrash, so that you don't come to take schar for medrash. In such a place where you are not allowed to take money for mikra, lest you come to take money for medrash, if you're asur bahana, you'd be allowed to take, you're allowed to teach mikra. Shari mikivan shechmir alatzon, since they're machmer on themselves, the mitzvah, to do it for a mitzvah, not to get paid. Ein rashon litol schar. They're not allowed to take schar. Vavalei mikra kemedrash. Mikra becomes like medrash. L'chal hamakomos, for all places. But rather, the Mishnah is talking about a place that people are lenient and they do take schar from mikra. Ella demasnisin matukma b'makom shenoylin schar al mikra. And the Mishnah is talking about a place that they do take schar from mikra. Kaloimar. Shaloi hechmiru al atzman, where they're not machmer on themselves. Va'afilu ba'oisai makayim, even in that place, dafka hu d'shari l'mishkal. Only he's allowed to take. That means, what the Gemara is saying, we're talking about a place where they take schar for mikra, they don't take schar for mishnah. Now, if it's in a place where they're machmer not to take schar for mikra, you'd be allowed to teach Mikra also. But since he normally takes Schar, so he's now to teach Mikra. And even in this place, he could only take Schar for learning Mikra. Mishamachi lo yilamdenu. That's why you're now to teach Mikra. The kimishin art lena Schar. Since you usually get paid him a lamda b'chinam, if you teach for nothing, nimsa maneo, you're giving him ana. Avla al medrash loy shari l'mishkal. You're not allowed to take schar for medrash. De medina asar. It's asar to take schar medina. K'n mefarsh v'azal. Hilkach, therefore, ki malamda medrash b'chinam, when you teach Medrash for free, loy mahani lei, v'loy midi, you're not giving him anything. The agro loy mechayev, he's not chayev to pay you. V'limud gufei nami lav hanohu, teaching itself is not hanoh, d'mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. Now, the Ran, at this point, says halacha l'maisa, because the Gemara seems to fall off of that. The Gemara seems to say, just like you're not allowed to take schar from Medrash, you can't take schar from Mikra. What are you allowed to take schar for? Babysitting or the trup? Says the Ran, ul inyan halacha kaimelon hachi. Da'ala Medrash le'shari l'mishgal, you're not allowed to take schar from Medrash. Miu, hani mili schar lima. That's for the teaching. Aval agar batala shari. The fact that you could have watched cucumbers and now you can't watch cucumbers, that you are allowed to take payment for. Okay, so the Yushalmi says they're allowed to take schar batala. Look in the next run. Maishna medrash dolai tichsev oisi tziva Hashem ba'isahi haikra maisi. Why are we bringing these two psukim? Pasuk number one, va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'isahi. Pasuk number two, re'e limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim. Why both of these psukim? Says the Ran, this pasuk we brought to teach that Moshe was netztaveh to teach Torah, the Moshe and Sav Lumay Torah Yisrael. Uchsiv re'e limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem kolaymar shetzivani lumay b'chinam. God commanded me to teach you for free. The Eloi, otherwise, if kasher tzivani doesn't mean like Hashem commanded me to teach you for free, kasher tzivani amai koi, what's kasher tzivani going on? Delek lameimar b'schar, it can't say it's going on schar. It can't be, God commanded me that I should teach you for money. How could you interpret it? God commanded me to do it for money. It's not enough if he doesn't take schar. Kasher tzivani can't mean God commanded me to take money. It has to mean God commanded me to do it for free. You can't say, I mean, the Ran's trying to understand, how does the Gemara know kasher tzivani means like Hashem commanded me that I have to teach for free? V'lek l'meimar nami de kasher tzivani hachi kamar kasher tzivani v'loy me'atzmi ani oimer, that I'm not doing it on my own. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's saying is, God didn't command me to teach you. I didn't make up that I should teach you. God commanded me to teach you. What? Moshe suspected, Klal Yisrael thought he did it on his own. Devada Yisrael lo yihayi mafak b'kin b'kach. Klal Yisrael never would have challenged that Moshe was teaching his own material. Daksiv b'chay aminu la'olam. Hashem promised Moshe that the Jewish people will believe in you forever. Elavada yachi kamar. Kasher tzivani lelameid b'chinam. Just like Hashem commanded me to teach you for free. Mikra nami b'chinam. Mikra is also free. Mehaikra gufei. So, therefore, how do we explain the Mishnah that you're not allowed to teach Mikra? Mikra also you have to teach for free. So either Rav Amar Schar Shimur, de Mestama Loim De, why? Because Mestama, when you teach kids, I'm sorry, when you teach Mikra, it's to kids. And if it's to kids, you need to watch them. Why do you have to watch kids? Look at this. De Mestama Loim De Mikra Ketanim. Mestama, those who learn Psukim are Ketanim, utzrich and shimur, they need to be guarded. Mishim hachi, therefore, nihi da agar limud asur. It's true that payment for teaching is asur. Schar shimur shari, you're allowed to get paid for babysitting.
Rav Yochanan amars, even though the Mishnah itself, right, the Mishnah says, avaloi yilandenu mikra, avamilamiku esbana, that's the nice of mikra. So it's mashma that the Mishnah is definitely talking about adults as well.
Very good. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha, according to Rav, that says that the reason you can't teach Mikra is because you're saving money. What's the money? Babysitting. But obviously we're not talking about people you're babysitting, because we're talking about people who have children, so they must be adults, and you don't need to babysit adults. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask that. Rav Yochanan says, Schar Pisuk Ta'amim. Shemelamdim lohem ta'amim. You teach them the trap, Delav midoraisa ninu. They're not midoraisa. Therefore, hilkach lehavi bechlal chukim umishpatim. What's the nafkamina between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? The nafkamina is, could you teach chumish to an adult? What does that mean? Meaning, what are you getting paid for? According to Rav, babysitting. But not Trup. Maybe Rav would hold Trup is the Iraisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's not for babysitting, it's for the Trup. So what would the nafkamina, and therefore in the Mishnah, if you're Asur Bahana, then could you teach Mikra? You wouldn't be able to teach Mikra because you're saving them the money of babysitting or the trap. The nafkamina between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is, can you teach Mikra to a gadol for money? The gadol doesn't need shimur. According to Rav, it's asur. Because Rav holds, look, pisuk ta'amim is dairaisa, according to Rav. Rav holds the trap is dairaisa. So, could you teach an adult chumash for money? So you say, well, I'll get paid for the babysitting. No, the adult doesn't need babysitting. I'll get paid for the trup. Rav holds, no, you can't get paid for the trup. Trup is d'oraisa. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, schar pisik ta'amim is not d'oraisa. So who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav. I'm sorry, Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan lach k'Rabbi Yochanan. And that means you could teach a gadol chumash for money. Why? Because you're getting paid for teaching trup. So I guess it's a good thing that once in a while I give shiurim on trup. So that's good for my livelihood. Because that's the one thing I could get paid for. I think you're going to start hearing a lot of, I didn't know this segula for Rabbanim. I should market a segula for Rabbanim to give shiurim on trup. It's the only thing they could get paid for. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. So let's see the Gemara now. Now the Gemara is going to ask the following she'ela. It says, Gemara, t'nan, lo yalam denu mikra. And the Mishnah says, you know how to teach mikra. Now, according to Rav, you're saving the guy money from babysitting. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're saving the trup money. Bishlam l'man d'amar schar pisik ta'amim. Bishlam, according to the one that you're getting paid for the trup, and now you're saving. Bishlam, according to the man d'amar, that the money that you make for teaching mikra is for the trup. That's why you can't teach mikra to someone who's asur bahana, because you're saving them the money they would have to pay for the trup. Hainu d'lo yalam denu. But according to Rav, the Amar Schar Shimur, that the reason why you're allowed to get paid for teaching Mikra is for the babysitting. That can't be the reason why you're not allowed to teach Mikra in the Mishnah. Because Gadol Bar Shimur, does an adult need to be babysat? So the Mishnah presumably is talking about an adult. And yet it's saying you're not allowed to teach Mikra. Why? Must be that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that what you get paid for is schar pisuk ta'amim. But if it's for shimur, if the Mishnah is talking about an adult doesn't need to be babysat. Says Gemara, no, b'katan katani, the Mishnah is talking about a katan. So therefore, since the person's asur bahana, you can't teach them mikra, because you're babysitting for the kid, and you're saving the person money from the babysitting. In fact, the Gemara, how in the world could you say we're talking about a katan? Iba katan ima seifa. It says, alva malamid as bana of mikra. You can't teach him mikra, but you teach his children mikra. A kid doesn't have children. Katan bar banim hu? Does a kid capable of having children? Says Gemara, chisuri mechsar avachitani. The Mishnah is missing words. This is what it means to say. Lo yilam denu mikra. He can't teach mikra. What is this talking about? Bikatan. You're now to teach mikra to a katan. Meaning really, what you're saving money on is babysitting. What about to a gadol? Could you teach mikra? Yeah, because there's no babysitting. Im haya gadol, if it's a gadol, so not only allowed to teach the gadol, malam doiloi ulavana mikra. You can even teach the gadol. If the gadol is aser ba'ana, you could teach him. Why could you teach him? Because the only hana that you're saving is babysitting, and there's no babysitting to a gadol. And elamai, could I teach his children? I'm not allowed to give you hana. That's not called giving me hana. If you teach my children and you babysit for them, because that's considered indirect. Let's see the Ran. Tanan, lo yilam denu mikra elaman damar schar shimer gadol bar shimer huva iu natar nafshi, the gadol guards himself b'katan. Do you have a mudar katan? If the person's asran as a katan, then you can't teach a mikra. The afgav the katan oichal nevi. Aye, you'll say, what's the problem? Why am I not allowed to teach the katan Torah? I'm saving the katan money, and he's getting hana from me, but he's only a katan. Who cares that he's getting hana from me? We actually discussed this possibility on the, in the Eon Shir, of the idea that a katan who eats nevela bezin is not mitzuvah lahafrishoy. So why can't I give the katan, I teach the katan, I am saving him money from babysitting, so he's only a katan, he's not, that's not a problem of violating the nether. The afagav the katan oichal nevelos in bezin mitzvah lahafrishoy. Still, that's if he does the avera on his own, but here where I am feeding him the iser by teaching him Torah, I can't stuff him biyadayim. When I'm teaching him, I'm giving him hana. Even though, no, I'm not. I'm not giving him hana. The only hana is I'm saving him money. Isn't that indirect? Is that called biyadayim? I wouldn't have called that biyadayim.
Why can't it be that the father is saving money?
Because the father is not asur bahana. The kid, the case is, I have a mudar katan, right? The case is the mission. The Gemara said, "Oh, we're talking about."
Isn't the father required to pay for his son, his rebbe, because the rebbe is watching over him?
Well, first of all, the father is not asur bahana, and it seems like the problem is teaching the kid, because the kid is the one asur bahana. And if I'm teaching, you're saying even if it is like actively being mahana the kid, but it's not the kid's hana when the money is saved? Okay, let's think about that. The Gemara continues. Meisvei. We're going to ask Akasha now on the opinion that the hana of mikra, what you would normally get paid for by mikra, is babysitting. Meisvei. Tinoikos loikorin betchila b'shabbos. Children can't read Chumash on Shabbos for the first time. What does that mean, they can't read for the first time? You can't teach them something that they never learned before. Ela shoyne brishon, you could review it. They could chazer it the first time. Bishlam lamanda amar schar pisik ta'amim. Right, what's the issue over here? The issue is that a Rebbe is earning a livelihood on Shabbos. So he cannot teach the psukim for the first time. However, he could review. Bishlam lamanda amar schar pisik ta'amin. Bishlam according to the opinion that the job of the Rebbe, what he gets paid for, is teaching the trap. Hainu de'in karim b'tchila b'Shabbos. That's why they can't learn new psukim on Shabbos, but they could chazer something they already learned. Why? Because if you're going to teach them the trap, it's an avoida and something you normally get paid for, and you know how to take that. You know how to do a job that you would get paid for on Shabbos. But reviewing what they learned already is not a big deal. It's not something that the teacher would normally get paid for. So The real job is teaching it the first time, not reviewing it. So therefore, the teacher, the Rebbe, the halacha is a child cannot be taught psukim for the first time on Shabbos. He can only review it with the Rebbe. Why? Because the Rebbe, if he teaches it for the first time, he's doing a job that he would get paid for. But according to the opinion that a Rebbe gets paid for babysitting, then there should be no difference between teaching psukim for the first time or reviewing. Either way, the Rebbe shouldn't be able to learn with the kid because he's doing a job. Elamand amar schar shimor, but according to the opinion that the Rebbe is getting paid for babysitting, amai ein karin b'tchila b'Shabbos, why you're now to read for the first time on Shabbos, so you're now to learn something new for the first time, but amai shoinin b'rishayin, and why are you allowed to review? Ha'ika schar shimor d'Shabbos. Either way, you're getting, sort of, you're earning a salary for babysitting. If the payment of a Rebbe is for babysitting the child, the same way you're not to teach new material, you shouldn't be able to review old material. Says Gemara, L'tameich, and according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that you say, oh, the difference between learning something for the first time and reviewing is the pisuk ta'amim. Schar pisuk b'Shabbos mi aser. Why would it be aser to teach the ta'amim for the first time? Neither should be aser. Is it aser to teach trap? Havlahi. It's havla. The havla mishra shari. And meaning it's something that's subsumed in other work that you did during the week. Havlahi v'havla mishashari. Something subsumed in other work that's done during the week is permitted. The Tanya hasorcha zapa lishmar satinoik. If you hire a worker to guard a kid, lishmar sak para, to guard a para aduma so that it doesn't become tame, lishmar sazraim, to guard a plant for the oimer, a noisin lishchar Shabbos, you can't pay for it on Shabbos. Therefore, if it's lost, you're not chai b'achriyusan. We'll see what that means more tomorrow. Let's look in the Ran. The Ran says, Meisrei tinoikos loy karin b'tchila b'Shabbos. Children cannot read for the first time. Shaz mashaloy karu miyameyam. That which they never learned. Ela shoinin b'rishoin. Rather, they could review for the first time. Imkare pamri shayna lefnei Shabbos. If they already learned something for the first time before Shabbos, shayna noisa b'Shabbos. They could review it on Shabbos. Afal pishi chazar rishayna, even though it's the first review. Bishlam lamandam reschar pisak ta'amim haynu de'in karen b'tchila b'Shabbos. Why? If you're getting paid for the trup, I understand why you can't teach the trup for the first time. Lefisha ikar aschar in ala kri rishayna. The main schar of trup is learning it for the first time. Shatircha meruba, it's a big bother. Misham hachi, therefore ein koyren b'tchila b'Shabbos. You can't learn it for the first time on Shabbos. Deschar Shabbos aser. Schar Shabbos is aser. Avo shoinin b'rishoin. But you could review it for the first time. Misham da'achazara loy shakli agra. You could review it for the first time. Because review, you don't take payment because it's not a big bother. Ela lamanda amar schar shimor amai ein kairin. Kolaymar, mai ika bein pam rishayna l'shnia. Well, if it's getting paid for babysitting, what's the difference between the first time and the second time? Har haya schar eno ala shimor. The schar is only for guarding. V'chi hechi de'ika shimor b'tchila. The same way there is guarding, there's babysitting the first time. Hachinami ika shimor kishashoinen. There's babysitting the second time. So the Gemara says, either way it's havla. Havlahi. Shemavliya schar yema Shabbos. You subsume the payment, the salary of Shabbos, b'chal schar shara yamim, in the payment for the other days. What are these various jobs? Let's say you're guarding a tinoik. Back in the day, they needed people who never became Tamei Meis to handle the Paraduma. So they would have to raise children on a rock, on a stone that goes all the way down to the end of the earth, and the children would grow up in that environment so that they would never pass over Tuma. So let's say somebody is a shomer of this kid. Shemegadlin tinoikos b'chatzeres habnuyos al gabi sela. They would raise children on courtyards built on stone, mibnei kever hatahoin, because of someone who might be buried all the way down in the abyss. Kedei shiyamalu mayim in amayin. For these children, when they would grow up, they would fill up water from the spring, lekadesh es hapara, to sanctify the paraduma, or lishmar hapara, the paraduma, or as hazraim, letzarech oimer, for the sake of the oimer, shahayu mishamrim oisam koidim avos haoimer, that they would guard it before the bringing of the oimer, hachi mefarish la rashi izal, v'parak hazahav. We'll explain this more, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. And we'll also have to talk halacha l'maisa of what, why bizman hazeh, what happened to ma hu b'chinam, ma ani b'chinam, af ata yehe b'chinam. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great night. I'll see everyone tomorrow. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.